You're listening to 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Rumsey. Throughout the presidential campaign, Donald Trump energized crowds by repeating promises like this one.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Yeah. Mark my words.
Then again, candidate Trump would declare that he has great respect for Latinos. In the days immediately following last month's election, many Latino Americans reacted strongly to Trump's victory, calling the outcome sad or even a tragedy, and expressing fear for themselves and or their families in the future. Members of Charlotte's Latin American community have also been digesting Donald Trump's win and wondering what the future holds under the next administration. Joining me to talk about this is Jose Hernandez Perez. He's executive director of the local Latin American coalition. Mr. Perez, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Are Latin Americans in Charlotte fearful as the Trump presidency is about to commence?
Yes, I think there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of fear in our community about what policies are coming up and what does a Trump presidency may mean for our community.
Give me a couple of top-line items there in terms of the concerns.
I think number one is immigration. He has expressed during his campaign his desire to get rid of DACA. This is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals executive order that was implemented by President Obama. So there's a lot of fear that he will get rid of that, but also a lot of fear of deportations of families that are here in the United States.
It is also true that during the Obama administration, the actual number of deportations of immigrants has been at record levels. So how does that mesh with the present concerns?
Yes. And that's the hopeful part, I think, of this whole change of administration. You know, sometimes we are reminded that the previous immigration reform happened under a Republican president, you know, Ronald Reagan. The Immigration Reform Act of 1986, I think, was the previous one. And so we had a Democrat who was president for two terms and was not able to achieve comprehensive immigration reform. So maybe right now with the Republican Congress and a Republican president, there is some hope that maybe in this case, we may be surprised and actually obtain some type of relief for our families.
That's really interesting because that doesn't really seem to be the narrative, if you will, that has mostly been out there during when everything was in campaign mode.
Yes. I think there's the narrative versus the reality piece of what we're hoping what a Trump presidency may turn out to be. Our fear right now is some of the appointments, some of the cabinet appointments that he's making kind of support some of the fear of enforcement only and not some type of legal relief for those families who are here undocumented.
Regarding a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, how devastating would or wouldn't that be?
Yeah, I think devastating in the sense that we're building wall, not bridges. Devastating in the sense that the symbolism that represents building a wall. So the wall is more of a symbolic separation of individuals versus the integration of our communities. The ultimate part of our mission is a coalition, is the integration of our community into the mainstream, right? So it has always been a concern. However, I think we have taken huge steps back in that integration process, and we have all personally felt it. You know, we hear stories and experience situations where we feel less wanted in this community. You know, I myself have been in Charlotte for 39 years. I've seen this community grow. I've been part of this community, and I've never felt more isolated at times in this community than I have in 39 years that I've been here.
Can you say why?
Yeah, I think it's an organization. We get hate mail right, that has turned more aggressive because of the campaign. We have, I personally have dealt with my own children who were born here, who are dealing with issues of bullying and harassment at school because they have a Hispanic surname. You know, as an adult, I can deal with it. When it comes to children, it's the part that is more sensitive to us.
In the recent presidential election, some Latinos did vote for Donald Trump. Polling groups have disagreed on exactly to what extent that was. But even a more conservative estimate from the group Latino Decisions placed that figure at about 18% nationwide. Why do you think he got that level of support within the Latino community?
That those are strengths and weaknesses, right? Strengths in the sense that we are a community of many thoughts, of many backgrounds, and we're a very diverse community. You know, we are not a racial group, we're an ethnic group. We have people of multiple backgrounds that make up our community. So the fact that some individuals vote differently represents some of their values in where they chose to vote. What we hope is that those individuals will be influential in making sure that our community is safe, that our community is well represented, and that we're not isolated under a new administration at the federal level. We also hope that local officials and statewide officials continue to implement policies and reject policies that are anti-immigrant, and maybe implement policies that are pro-immigrant, that are integration-based, not isolation-based.
Jose Hernandez-Perez, Executive Director of the Latin American Coalition in Charlotte, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Mark.